Catherine and Tim Abel are self-proclaimed escape enthusiasts, so when the opportunity came up to partner with good friends to own and operate Escape Room Barry, they knew they couldn't say no. "We are avid escapers, or escape enthusiasts, as they're called, for the last 6 years and we've done over 150 games together across Ontario and some in the States," Catherine explains. "We've always wanted to own our own business, and with 6 years of loving escape rooms and talking about them nonstop, it seemed like it made the most sense for us," she said. "We got the opportunity to present it to us, so we took it." Located at 38 Ellen Street, Escape Room Barry originally opened its doors in 2016, with the couple officially hopping on board last year. They recently expanded the downtown business and celebrated the installation of two new games last week, which join the two they already run. "My husband, Tim, is super creative and attended the Ontario College of Art and Design University, OCAD, so he's getting to use a lot of his creative skills in building the rooms and designing all sorts of different things for promotions, advertising, experiences for people," she says. "He loves the technology side of things as well and is having a great time with that." Catherine described herself as the more business-minded of the two, and enjoys getting to be hands-on with the business. "We have been in Barry a long time and we love our community. I am all about connecting and supporting small businesses," she says. "For me, it's a great opportunity to have our business, but get involved with promoting other small businesses as well." The popularity of escape rooms have been growing pretty rapidly in recent years, she says, explaining it's likely because they serve as a unique and fun activity for friends and family. "It appeals to all sorts of ages, and all ranges of people. It's not like sitting and playing a board game. You're playing in real life, in real time, and you're immersed in almost like a movie set," she says. "You're solving puzzles, finding clues, and you have an end goal like escaping a situation, solving a crime, or completing a mission." Catherine says she believes it's also due to the fact that, especially since being so isolated over the course of the pandemic, people are looking for an activity that is not only fun and engaging, but that can also be done with others away from a screen. "We live in a world of technology now, and it's a little bit of an escape from that as well," she says. "You're working together, face to face, and communicating. You're building skills, and you're not even thinking about it. Communication, active listening, thinking outside the box, and being creative. People really enjoy the rush they get from the intensity and the immersion." Since coming on board last year, Catherine says she can't recall a single time seeing a participant leave there who isn't smiling and laughing and feeling positive about the experience they've just had. "We love people and talking to them when they're having such a great time, as well as giving them memories with their friends and families. It means a lot to us and it's important to our community."